我哋好感谢主，又好高兴能够喺呢度同大家见面。
We really give thanks to the Lord. We're so thankful to be able to see everyone here this morning.
今朝早呢，愿意同大家一齐嚟思想一个问题。
This morning, we would like to consider one particular question.
正如头先弟兄所领过诗歌一样。
Just as it was in the hymn that our brother had led.
嗰首诗歌就话永远呢个问题。
This matter of eternity.
咁但系呢个永远有呢个永生，有一个永死。
Now, eternity includes an eternal death and eternal life.
究竟我哋今日要得到嘅系乜嘢呢？
So, which exactly will be your fate?
嗰首嘅诗歌就话永远，永远我哋要思想嘅。
The hymn tells us that we need to consider about this issue of eternity.
但系嗰个结果系乜嘢呢？
But what exactly is the end result?
呢个系我哋今日要讨论嘅。
So this is something that we want to discuss today.
如果我哋得到嗰个永远，但系永远嘅死亡。
Now we might gain eternity, but if our fate is eternal damnation, eternal death,
咁样永唔永远都系好惨嘅一件事情啊。
Then having eternity would be a very sorrowful event.
但如果你嗰个永远系一个永生。
But if your eternity has eternal life in it,
咁样唔同。
Now that's a totally different story.
系嘛，所以。我哋可以话系我哋讲永远，我哋解决永远嘅问题，但系嗰个结果系永远嘅生，系永远嘅死呢
？So yes, we need to resolve this issue of eternity, but the question is, what is the destination of that eternity? Is it in life or is it in death?
我哋请我哋打开我哋嘅圣经，读一处嘅地方喺路加福音第十章。
Let's open our Bibles.Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
Now, 或者我哋读，我哋唔读第十章，系读第十八章先。
Actually, let's turn to chapter 18 first.
路加福音第十八章第十八节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, beginning with verse 18.
找到了，请大家听我读啊。
If you found the reference, please listen as I read.
十八节话，有一个官问耶稣说，良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。戒命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝顺父母。那人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Beginning with verse 18, it says, And a certain ruler questioned him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother. And he said, All these things I have kept from my youth.
好。在圣经的里面告诉我们，这里有一个官来到问耶稣。
Now, this specific scriptural reference tells us that there is a certain ruler who has come to inquire of Jesus.
他就来问耶稣一个问题。
He came to ask one specific question.
他说我怎样才可以承受这个永生呢?
He was asking, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
刚才我不是跳过了本来要读第十章的我们不读第十八章。原来第十章那里同样的记载有另外一个律法师、圣经说是一个律法师来的。
Now, in the passage that I was originally going to reference, which was Luke chapter 10,It actually tells us there about someone else coming to ask the Lord a question, and it specifically describes him as a lawyer.
他也都来到问耶稣啊。
He too came to ask.
他说怎样我才可以承受这个永生?
He was asking, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? The same question.
那所以这个永生这个事情呢?
So this eternal life,
不是只是
is not something, is not a topic that is raised between you and I today. But throughout all ages in the past, many people have asked about eternal life. Here, two references telling us a ruler and also a lawyer, they also inquired about this.
那如果我们看别处的圣经，好似约翰福音嗰度，亦都有一个法利赛人，有一个犹太人嘅官嚟同耶稣讲呢个永生嘅问题。
In another reference in the Gospels, it tells us specifically there was a Pharisee, that means a ruler of the Jews, who came also to inquire about eternal life.
他们是有知识有学识的人。
Now these are all individuals who were well educated, who knew, who had knowledge.
在他们里面, 他们有一个问题。
But still, within them, they had a question.
他们并不因为在地上面, 他们有地位, 或者有金钱。
Just because they had status in this world, just because they had wealth,
他们好像, 啊, 很满意。
They were still not satisfied.
在他们里面有一个,
and so they still had a question.
我过完这一今世,
if I've passed through this life,
将来怎么样?
What will happen in the future?
将来我死了,
if I die, what will happen? Is that all there is?
这个问题在他们里面是烦扰着他们的。
So this question became irritating actually in them.
他希望人能够解决。
Because they're hoping that they would find an answer.
所以呢,他就去问,
and that's why they start to ask.
问哪个呢? 问, 这个在地上面最, 啊, 第一个的教法师。
So who were they going to ask? They came to ask the top teacher, the number one teacher,
我们的主耶稣,
which is Jesus Christ.
他们认为呢, 这位耶稣是从天上来地上,
for them, they recognize Jesus as a teacher that has been sent from the heavenly places. So that's why they sought him out, the one whom they thought was the best. And they asked the question, how will I inherit eternal life? Now, these individuals, we could categorize them to be good people.
因为, 圣经记载呢,他说,我们又不奸淫,又不杀人,又不偷渡,又不讲假话,孝顺父母。
Because the people here, specifically that one particular ruler tells us that he did not commit adultery, he has not lied, he has honored his parents.
在世界上面,在人的眼光里面,认为好人。
These were people that are considered good moral people.
正如我们都是一样,我们都会觉得,我又没有杀人,又没有放火,又没有奸淫。
It's just like you and I, right? We are good people. I mean, we're not murderers, we're not arsonists, and we're not liars.
我们是这样的人,但是我们仍然有一个问题在里面。
We are upstanding individuals, but we still might have that same question.
什么是永生?怎样才能得到永生?
First of all, what is eternal life? And then, how will I inherit eternal life?
我记得小时候有人闹人,有一句很刻薄的说话。
I recall in my youth, individuals were just very spiteful in the way that they would scold people.
闹人就说,这个人,你有前途,但没希望。
They would say that you have a future, but you have no hope.
啊,这里有些做官的人,很厉害人,在这个地上面是很好的人。
Here were a list of individuals who were rulers, who were lawyers, who were good, moral, upstanding individuals.
他们前途是光明。
Now, you could say that they have a future that is very bright, that lies ahead for them.
但是好像在他们的里面,
but it seems as if deep in their hearts, they don't hold out much hope.
如果他们有希望的话, 他们就不会来问耶稣, 怎么才能得到永生。
Because if they had hope, they wouldn't have to come and approach Jesus Christ and ask how they can inherit eternal life. Today we're gathered together here. Each one of us will say that we are upstanding individuals. But I want to ask you another question though, which is, wherein lies your hope? Does your hope lie in a wonderful future that you've painted for yourself, that I've gone through and gained my education, I've now married, and I'll be able to settle down with a wonderful home and a wonderful house? Is that all there is?
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us
有永远的,
there's this little thing about eternity.
你说,永远这件事,
you might think, eternity is a little too far away for me. How about something a little bit closer? Let's talk about something closer to the present.
好像在我们中间, 十多岁,十二岁,我现在十二岁,讲永远,这些老人家讲啊。
There are some that are seated here who are 12 years old maybe, and they might think, you're talking about eternity, right? That's just a topic for the old folks to talk about.
有没有想过永远?
But have you really thought about eternity?
虽然好像还是我们很年轻,但是你真的不能够担保,
we might have our youth today, but realistically, you have no guarantee of what will happen tomorrow.
因为有人很长命,
because there are individuals that have longevity, but there are individuals who don't have live such a long life.
永生你究竟有没有想过?
Have you ever even considered the topic of eternal life?
如果没有,我们今晚一起来思想一下,好吗?
If you've never considered it, this is the opportunity. Let's consider it together.
但是你说,我有,不过我想不通。
Or your answer may be, no, I've actually thought about it. It's just that I can never make I don't have a clear understanding of it.
那你既然想不通,好不好,我今天帮一下你。
Well, if that's the case, then how about if I come and give you a little help?
我希望你呢,你们不像我小时候那样。
I'm hoping that you will not be like me when I was younger.
我小时候读书很难。I
was very lazy as a student.
有些题目呢,真的不懂的。
I just didn't know some of the questions that were posed.
有时遇见一些问题,不懂的,我就不去想。<laughs>
There are certain things, certain questions that comes up in a particular class, and instead of pursuing it, I would just forget all about it. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know about this specific topic. There's no guarantee that it's going to come up on my test anyways. But you know full well, the very things that you don't know, those are the things that the teacher are going to ask you on the test. So I hope that everyone here will not be like me. It's too far-fetched, you're talking about eternity. I don't know anything about it, I can't figure out. Forget it, I'm just not even going to think about it though. I'm not even going to think about it. Consider it. It's probably, it might not even happen. But let me tell you, it's not a quiz. It's not an exam. It will happen. The Bible clearly tells us there is this matter of eternal life. But the real question is not whether it exists, but how can I gain eternal life? This world doesn't understand about eternal life. Because we see continually there are individuals who pursue and look for the answer to the matter of eternal life. You might think, no, only those that are religious people, those religious people, they look for eternal life. But we see oftentimes, even on tombstones or in eulogies, that says that I hope that your spirit never dies.
Your image will last forever.
That your image will last forever.
咁係咪話俾我哋聽喺人嘅裏邊有一個嘅意念就話有永遠嘅噃？
When we see that type of thing happen, you infer is inferred that for that those individuals there's a sense that eternity does happen, that there is such a thing as eternity.
係咪好多人都唔想死？
Many people don't want to die. Why? They want to live forever. But what does it mean, live forever? Isn't that eternity? There's Emperor Qin in China, Chinese history, who did not want to die.
So he went to seek the saintly.
And so he went in search for fortune. Some people, they exercise, they make sure that they're physically fit for eternity. And that is the way it is for people today. They're hoping that they will live forever. Bible references that we read, there are specific individuals with good knowledge, but they still ask the trustworthy teacher that Jesus Christ is and ask how.
但是各位, 我们今天都知道人是不可能不死的。
Honestly, we all know it is impossible for any one of us to live forever.
但是争在迟早的。
The only issue is when our death will come.
所以这个永生,
this eternal life, there is real, the matter of eternity.
譬如这样说, 我从这里到这里是这个宇宙,这个时间,这个永生。
Let's say that the timeline for all history is limited to the length of this particular podium.
譬如不是limited这么远的,很远的。
Let's say that it goes on based on this particular line.
我们站在这个点上面, 和站在这个点上面去看这个永远,
so we can stand in that particular position and look at eternity. We can stand at this particular position and look at eternity. It's still looking towards eternity.
无论我们明白都好,
it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you understand it or not. There is eternity.
那我们怎样去处理这件事呢?
If there is, then how are we going to deal with it?
亲爱的朋友啊, 永生的意思是什么呢?
Dear friends, what is the definition actually of eternal life? It means to live forever. A life that will not die. But certainly, it does not refer to our physical bodies. It refers to our spirit. Let's look into the Bible and it will tell us how we can gain this eternal life.
这是很大的秘诀来的。
This is a big secret.
有些人去卖告白的时候，那个最后呢，很难先讲给你听最后个结果的。
You see a lot of infomercials and you have to sit through a lot of selling before they tell you the secret that they hold.
根本不需要我们
But we're not going to wait until the very end to tell you the secret. We're going to look at it now. All we need is one particular passage and we will know the secret. And that secret will tell us how we can inherit eternal life. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter
3.
Now this is a very important passage, so I want to make sure that everyone is on the same page.
约翰福音第三章,
we come to the Gospel of John chapter 3.
我们一起来读,
let's read it together. Verse
36. 36节,
it's recorded in verse 36.
我们一起来读, 好吗?
Let's read it together.
So
it will make a deeper impression on you.
Gospel of
John chapter 3 verse 36.
信義的人有永生,
he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So how do we gain eternal life? How can we gain eternal life? It's from the what we just read.
信子的人,
he who believes in the Son has eternal life.
不信子的人,
but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life.
这个子是什么,
who is the Son that is referred to here?
这个子有神的儿子,
the Son refers to the Son of the living God. There is actually only one way to gain eternal life. No matter what your routine is, what you're into in terms of good health or fortune, or gaining fortune or whatever it is that you're ingesting, to gain eternal life, to gain this life that will not die, there's only one way to it. There's only one road, and that is to believe in Jesus Christ. He who believes in Jesus Christ has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son, Jesus Christ, shall not see life. Dear friends, do you see? There's really only one thing that we have to do to resolve this issue of eternity. Throughout all of history, from ancient times till now, people are searching for, pursuing, looking for eternal life. Here, God Himself reveals to us the only method. It is not a false teaching. It is true. The very Word of God tells us and is trustworthy. To the one who believes in the Son shall have eternal life. Now, life is a very curious matter.
生命不是一件的东西,我们肉眼可以看到。
Life is certainly not a tangible thing that we can see.
但是藉着神所造的动物植物,我们可以看见这个生命的现状。
At the same time though, we see the existence of life through the things that are created by God, whether it be plants or animals.
神藉着很简单的物质,
through very simple creation,
可以造成很复杂的活物,
from very simple elements, God is able to put together very complex creatures.
神在这个地上面有不同的生命的表现,
and we can see the manifestation of life in different ways through everywhere that we look.
同一块的土地,你可以生长出不同的植物,
from one patch of grass, many different types of plants can grow from it.
同样的阳光,雨水可以种出很不同的树木。
The same sunlight, the same rain brings forth different plants of different life.
所以你看见有红的花,绿的,有黄的,有蓝的。
So we see all different colors of flowers, blue, green, yellow.
各种的不同。
There are differences.
虽然有不同的表现, 但这个生命的根源, 是科学家无法给我们一个圆满的解释。
Despite the fact that there are so many different manifestations of life, scientists have never been able to tell us the secret of life.
但我可以告诉你,
but I can tell you this.
这些所有, 无论是动物, 植物,
whether plants or animals, life for them still comes from God. It is God who has given life and placed it here on earth. But when God created man, God breathed a breath into him. And that's why the Bible tells us that man now has a spirit that's alive in him. Man is the most complex, most beautiful creation, a creature in creation. But unfortunately, sad to say that such a beautiful and complete life, after the ravages of time, will one day die. You might be as young as 12 today sitting here. There are individuals who are in their 90s who are seated here today. For each and every one, our life will come to an end one day. We know full well that our life can have the vigor of youth, but it will deteriorate over time.
前一天我和我太太上二樓,我們住有兩層。
We have a two-story home, and so last week we were going up, my wife and I were going up the stairs.
突然間就發覺到好似點解行而家行上樓梯好似好艱難咁樣。
But it just sort of dawned on me as I was in the middle of getting up the stairs. Boy, it sure is a lot more difficult getting up this flight of stairs nowadays. And she said, in kind, she said, yeah, it seems as if I'm dragging a heavy load or something. And honestly, it was so hard to just sort of lift my foot from one step to the other. You might say, oh, you're kidding, right? Maybe you're just nervous.
我告訴你,
but I can tell you honestly, I had no such problems just a few years ago.
我那時候是爬電燈柱,都不知道多快。
And the job that I used to hold, I used to climb those telephone poles, and I would be able to do it briskly.
但現在為什麼會舉步難行呢?
But why is it so hard for me just to lift up my foot to take the next step?
親愛的朋友啊,
dear friends, this is our life.
剛剛你認為, 啊,
at a moment in time when you think, oh, I can do it, you realize that you don't have much strength.
即管我們想我們,
even if we wanted longevity,
但這只是理想的,
this is really just fiction.
人無可能,
because no one
永遠不老不死,
can live forever. Because our life is very short.
有一個盡頭的,
there will be a termination. So when we come to the end,
你怎樣呢?
What are you going to do?
神愛我們,
God loves us.
聖經說神愛世人,
the Bible clearly states, for God so loved the world. God knew that man had no way to escape that eventual fate of death. There is no way for him to escape death. No matter how healthy you are, you will not be able to escape death. But God loves us. He doesn't want for us to just to die without hope. He would rather grant to us his eternal his life.
叫那些有神生命的人,
so that those who have the life of God,
可以長生不老,
they will be able to live forever. They will live without death.
那當我們接受了神這個生命的時候呢,
now, after we have received this life from God, that means that our life is just like the life of God. Now, God certainly lives forever. So if we have His life, that means we live forever too. We'll be able to live and live. And this is eternal life.
你要永生吗?
Do you want eternal life?
你說想就想了,
you could say, well, yeah, I do, but that, there are lots of buts.
但是你現在要有永遠的生命,
in actuality, if you want eternal life, you have to make, you have to do something about it now to prepare.
其實我們這一生都在打算.
In actuality, we're all sort of preparing.
啊, 你知道嗎? 為什麼小孩要去讀書呢?
Why do children have to go through school?
啊, 為什麼做父母的一定要督促你的子女讀書?
Why are the parents so adamant that their children get an education?
因為想他將來有好的結果嘛?
Because we want for them to have a good future to come.
為什麼你要力爭上游一讀完一個學位又要讀一個或者追求去
And then why do we pursue more degrees? Why do we pursue a greater job? Because we want a bright future. We want a wonderful life to come. That's the way we are. We are always making preparations for the future. So this is no different. We want for everyone to consider the future, make preparations for the future. A couple of days ago, I was speaking to a brother in the Lord. He said to me, boy, I used to be able to eat anything. I would eat quote unquote good food or good nutritious food. I would eat the ones that did not have good nutrition, and I would eat a lot.
他說呢,
I would eat a little bit, a morsel, and it would never be enough.
所以呢,
so he ate. Ate a lot.
但後來呢, 他, 啊,
but later, he became a father to a daughter.
他說自從那時候開始呢,
And he said, from that day forward, he changed his eating habits.
為什麼?
Why?
你吃少點不滿足的吧?
Didn't you say that if you eat a little bit, that's not going to satisfy you?
放少點入口呢,都好像不覺得那樣的吧?
If you only have a small morsel in your mouth, that's just as if it was, you didn't have anything?
他說呢,因為我有個希望。
He replied and said, it's because now I have a hope.
他說希望呢,
I hope that one day when my daughter is given in marriage,
我能夠健健康康地讓她帶她進去走那條紅色的地氈,
I will be in good health and be able to walk down the aisle with my daughter.
你的女兒多大啊?
And I'm thinking, how old is your daughter again?
幾歲而已?
She's only a couple years old.
這麼長遠?
You think, wow, you're thinking long term now.
親愛的朋友,
dear friends, that's a picture of us.
即使是好像不是很長遠,即是十多二十年,他就會結婚,即是這麼短的時間,他們都在打算。 他們都在預備,
it's not really that long of a time, it's not that long term, maybe you know 20 years or whatever it is, the daughter will probably walk down the aisle in marriage. So even then, I mean, for him, he is making arrangements for that day.
那我們今天,
much less for us, isn't it incumbent upon us to think and prepare for the future that is to come? Because the Bible is very clear. An eternity exists. In fact, there's a matter of eternal life. Actually, you are able to make sure that you have eternal life. Whether or not you have it is what you are making, is up to you now. Unless you don't think about it.
否則你是沒法子,
or else, if you purposely not think about it, that's one thing. But it's just natural for us to consider eternity. You know, all of us are very up to date in terms of nutrition. What's the purpose for that?
只是想自己呢, 身体好一点,
we want to be of a better health so that our last days, last years here on earth won't be so bad.
叫我们这个肉体呢,
maybe that we will avoid bouts of pain. We would be able to live a better life in the future.
是吧? 你今天吃那些健康的东西, 将来最美国几年好过一些,
isn't that the case? Today you suffer, right? You eat all the good stuff, the stuff that has no taste, hopefully for the sake that in the end you'll be able to live a quote unquote better life. But here the Bible today gives us a guarantee.
信子的人有永生,
he who believes in the Son has eternal life.
不信子的人,
but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life.
这么清楚的,
why it's so clearly stated, why wouldn't we follow what it says?
或者你问,
you might pose a question. Christians, right? The ones who believe in Jesus Christ, you die.
我们今天讲的是灵魂的永生。
Today, actually, the topic about eternal life refers to the eternal life of the Spirit.
你说有什么凭据啊?
Said, well, what is the basis for you to talk about that?
我可以举一个简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
你知道那些鸡蛋, 吃鸡蛋的时候,其实它未成为鸡蛋之前,是一汤水而已,是吧?
You realize that an egg, before it fully developed into an edible egg, there's just a lot of fluids.
渐渐,如果它孵化它的蛋的时候,慢慢就会成为一个鸡仔。
And if it's slowly undergoes the hatching process, eventually it would hatch into it would come out to be an egg. Come out to be a chicken.
已经是蛋了。咁如果喺嗰个仲系流质嗰个时候，嗰个母鸡又话俾佢听，嗱，你将来咧就会。 会大个啊，又会有毛啊，有翼啊，有脚啊，咁样噶喎。
Now, for the mother hen, it could happen where she would have laid an egg. So you know inside is just a lot of fluids, right? So it could be that the hen would say to the egg and say, you know, one day you're gonna grow up and you're gonna have feathers, you're gonna have legs, you're gonna have a beak.
又有眼,即是看到你的妈咪,又可以有脚跟她周围去玩。
You have eyes to be able to see your mom, and you have legs to be able to follow after her, after your mom, so that we can all go and have fun.
如果那隻蛋還在流質的光景的時候,你說,那搞錯啊,我怎麼可以接受這件事情,因為有毛有翼,不是吧?
But if the egg were to turn and say, are you kidding? Look at the way I am. I'm supposed to have feathers. I'm supposed to have legs. That's not possible.
你知道我讲的是讲到将来啊，喺呢个另一个世界嘅里边嗰个嘅生活。But
you know, you and I, we realize that when we're talking about what is to come, that is in the future. That's eternity. That eternity, in the scope of eternity, in another world.
所以呢只鸡，呢只本来喺液体里边嘅鸡蛋。 它被孵出来的时候,它真的成为一只鸡仔,它就离开那个壳,去另外一个世界里面。
Its world is what is encased in the eggshells, but one day when that chicken actually hatches, the chicken will break open its shell and be brought into a new world. And on that day, he will have feathers, he will have legs.
弟兄姊妹,亲爱的朋友,我们今天我们向你讲的,
brothers and sisters, the things that we're talking about today,
这个永生,
this matter about eternal life,
是我们肉眼,
It is not visible by the naked eye. It seems as if kind of abstract. But the Bible tells us it is real. It will happen. It is for sure. How will you be able to gain that eternal life then? By believing in Jesus Christ. By believing in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. He is the eternal Son of God. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son. Because God knew that man could not escape death. He will not be able to escape the binds
of death.
So that's why he was willing to take on flesh to come in the form of man. And by doing so, he took on all of the sin and transgressions of man. Finally, he was crucified on the cross. He was buried. But was resurrected 3 days later. And then not only that, but he will be true to his promise that he's one day going to return. He will return for a singular purpose, and that is to bring those who believe upon him to come to abide with him in the heavenlies. That's why it says, for he who believes in the Son, that they will be saved. That they will be able to gain eternal life. In another portion of Scripture, also recorded in John, actually, chapter 5, let's turn to it. These are the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Chapter 5,
verse 24. 24节, 我们一起读吧,
let us read it together, okay?
24节,
John chapter 5, verse 24.
我实实在在地告诉你们,
but does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
那个话, 听见主的话, 又信差我来者的。
Says, he who hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
相信接受这位创造万物的主,永生的神。
The one who believes in the creator of this universe, the only Son of God,
他就说, 就有永生,
it says here, he has eternal life.
不至于定罪,
he will not be come into judgment,
是已经出死入生,
but pass out of death into life.
本来我们的前途是死亡的,
initially, what lies ahead is death for us. But because you believe in Jesus Christ, you will gain this life. That's why it says you will pass out of death and into life. That's how simple it is. The judge that we read about, the ruler that we read about, he wanted eternal life. And so he utilized his utmost to gain it. He was law abiding. He was a moral man. But did he gain what he wanted? No, he couldn't.
Chinese
There's a lot of practices that the Chinese people have done throughout ages, taught by philosophers and taught by religion, exercises, good things, to be good, to do good. But just as I said earlier, none of those ways will give you the end result that you are after. There really is only one solution: to believe and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you do so, you will gain eternal life. You might say, no, after all this, I still don't quite understand what eternal life is. You actually do not need to have a defined conception of what eternal life is. The only thing that you need is the willingness to believe. And if you accept Him, then you will gain that eternal life. So the question is, are you willing to believe in Jesus Christ? Let's bow our heads now and come together in prayer. I pose a question, are you willing to believe in Jesus Christ? Do you want to gain that eternal life? It's not a difficult thing to do. Because you can determine your future by a decision that you make today. Are you willing to believe in Jesus Christ? Are you willing to gain that eternal life? If you're willing, please raise your hand. It's a very simple action that you're taking. Are you willing to accept? Are you willing to receive eternal life? If you're willing, please raise your hand. Thank the Lord. Is there any other? Are you willing to receive that eternal life? If you do, just raise your hand. I'll wait a little bit for you. Okay? Think about it a little bit. You can make a determination of your future based on the decision that you make today. He who believes in Jesus Christ shall have life, passing out of judgment, passing out of death into life. Are you willing? If you want it, please raise your hand. Is there anyone else here who's willing to make that decision? The last opportunity then is here. Do you want that for yourself? If you want it, please raise your hand. Our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, we praise and thank you. Because you came on earth for specifically so that you would save man. You came and you had to be crucified on the cross. And you shed your precious blood in order to cleanse the sins of this world and of man, so that all who are willing to believe upon you will gain eternal life. Lord, we thank you because this is your work of salvation. May each and every individual who is here today who has heard these words might be able to make the decision to want to believe, to accept you and to be as their Lord. If there are individuals here who continues to have to nurse worries and concerns, we ask that you will set them free so that your gospel will come upon them sooner rather than later. That we may all be able to walk this path live in a lively way. May you gain all glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.